Hello, it's Dawn, and this is Dawnversations. I'm so happy to have you here. We talk about anything and everything. It's just a potpourri of topics, and that's just the way I like it. If you like surprises and you like variety, this is the show for you. Let's go. Welcome to another episode of Dawnversations. Today we have Felix from The Rascals. I cannot believe you're here. Welcome, Felix.
Well, my pleasure, Dawn. Nice to see you.
Oh, it's nice to see you too. I'm so excited about this. I love all of your music. And I was asking before we hit record if I called you The Young Rascals, because you guys did change your name at one point. How come you had to do that?
Well, we started off, it's a long story, but we started off with the name The Rascals, which was given to us by a very, very wonderful man by the name of Soupy Sale.
Oh, yes.
Soupy said, you know, I mean, it's a great story, but, we wanted to back him up. He had a big hit record called The Mouse. And so we invaded the WNEW TV station. I think that's what it was, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was a long time ago. And we told him, we said, Soupy, you know, you need a band. He said, why? I said, because you got a hit record, my man. And he says, you know, all these years I was without a band and I didn't realize. So we started laughing. And he just kept cracking jokes, you know, and we really loved him. First of all, he was a delightful man. I mean, he was such a sweetheart. And he said, what's your name? And then we said, well, you know, we got a couple of names. He says, I know what I'd like to call you, but we couldn't print it. We couldn't put it on the schedule. I said, oh, I got it. So as we're going along, he says, you know, this could work because you guys laugh at everything I say. That could come in very handy at a concert, you know. So he said, well, how about if we call you the Rascals? Because you guys look like real rascals.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so we get the name and we go to the record company, which we finally got on to Atlantic Records, which was the greatest day. And then our second release comes out and we're in California and our manager calls up, says we can't use the name. So what do you mean we can't use the name? Well, there's a group on Milton Berle. Now we're going backwards.
Yes.
Called the Harmonica Rascals. And they owned the Rascals. So I said, oh, no, man. So he said, and without asking us, he put in the name The Young.
Okay. The Young Rascals.
So for the rest of time, everybody started hassling us about, did that dog really have a circle around his eye? Oh, man. And so I said, you know what? I'm very sorry. I love you. Change the name.
Yes.
So we changed it back.
Oh my gosh. What would you say was your genre of music? What would you guys call that? I mean, because now it's like there's so many different categories.
Yeah.
What was the genre?
Well, you know, in those days, it was starting to come from Britain. You know, the Beatles, the Kinks, the Stones. The American groups were starting to come out, the Loving Spoonful, the Birds, the Beach Boys, and the Rascals. So we joined whatever that genre was, which I think at that time was pop music, you know,
yeah.
I don't know if it was rock and roll. And then, you know, now it's divided into, you know, microcosms, you know. It's where are we? I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So you played piano though when you were a little kid, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. My mom, rest her soul, she wanted me to be a classical pianist. And I, you know, like most parents, they give kids lessons. And she saw some talent there. And so she enrolled me in this pretty serious music school, which was called the Allaire Music School. It was in New Rochelle, New York. And I had three lessons a week for literally 8 years.
Wow. Do you play now?
I still play the keyboard, but I don't play much classical music because, I don't know, I kind of drifted away from that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you were going to medical school at one point, right?
Right. I was going to. Yeah. That was the plan. Yeah. That was
so
for me to be.
Were your parents upset when you said music is it? It's got to be music.
Well, basically, you know, my dad, you know, he kind of like gave me the opportunity. I was in college. I took off a summer to go work in the Catskill Mountains. And I just loved it. I mean, I was just, I said, wow, this is show business. This is the greatest, I mean, I was making, it was at the Raleigh Hotel. And while I was there, I've told the story before, every weekend a headliner would come to the hotel. And that one particular weekend, Joey D and the Starlighters came. They had this big hit called The Peppermint Twist.
Oh, yes.
Long before you were around, my dear.
No, but
Yeah.
I know all this music. My dad listened
Plus,
to every genre
yes, of course. So
possible.
you grew up with all the stuff. That's
Yep,
great.
I
So anyway,
did.
long story short, when the summer vacation ended, they were in Europe, and their organ player quit. He had
Oh.
just recently been married, so they remembered me. They called. I didn't really have a manager. They called me and they said, would you like to join us in Europe? Well, I mean, wow. I said, that's, let me ask my dad. So my dad was a little overwhelmed, because of the fact, well, that's another story, but here I was on a stage in the Catskill Mountains, and he was a dentist, what I'm saying? So he was like a very conservative guy. And he said, well, give it a shot, man. Go. I mean, give it a shot. Give it a year. Well, nobody can make it in a year. But the irony of the situation is, anyway, I took off. I thought I was taking off a semester. I went to Europe. We went to the town of city of Frankfurt, and this group opened up for Joey that no one had seen in America. They were called the Beatles.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So I heard these guys, I saw fresh guys with long hair, everybody screaming, yelling, what is this? Oh, that's the Beatles. I said, wow. So of course in Europe they knew them. But I said, well, what's the deal? I mean, what is this? This looks like, and so anyway, very long story short, I said, well, I think I could do this. I mean, this looks like, first of all, a lot of fun. Because
Fun,
these, you know, and second of all, I didn't really, obviously we didn't know about their extreme talent for songwriting. That wasn't present in the beginning as much as it was after about a year. And I said, I can definitely do this. And that's where I just made the decision. God wants me to do this. I'm doing it.
That's
Because it was just too much,
Yeah. Who were you looking up to? Like, as you were growing up, what kind of music did you like? What?
Well, basically, I had the good fortune of growing up, near New York City, where Alan Freed brought rock and roll from Cleveland. And so I heard the very beginnings of what was to be, rock and roll, pop music. So the people that I heard, let's say, for example, my instrument was a keyboard, was Ray Charles playing piano, Fats Domino playing piano, Jerry Lee Lewis playing piano. And I was just, I said, wow, this, I never heard anything like this. It was really very, very interesting because, being classically trained, it's so foreign to what, these gentlemen were doing. Little Richard, I mean, oh my God. So I got really good education in terms of, geniuses. I mean, let's put it like that. These people were all very, very, very good.
Do you remember when you realized that you had made it? Like, do you remember the day or the record or the when you were like, oh, wow, this we're taking off.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Well, I mean, there's really two questions inside of that. First of all, yeah, we're taking off is one thing. And that was, of course, when Good Lovin' came out, because it just literally took off. However, when you made it is the best part of that question. Because here's the rub, here's the situation. When you're a, let's say a doctor, okay, and you pass your exams, get that shingle in front of your office, you're a doctor your whole life. When you're a recording artist, you better keep making hit records, or there's no such thing as your whole life. It's what have you done for me lately? Yeah, and I'll tell you the truth. When I hit, I'd say, I don't know, maybe, I mean, with all the grace of God, we had already hit records. And after a couple of records, I said, wow, this is a little shaky here where I'm at, man. this is not exactly like I'm a lawyer. I'm going to be a lawyer the rest of my life. I'm a
Right.
veterinarian. You know, it was a little bit challenging,
Yeah. Oh,
to
I'm
say the least.
sure.
Yeah, it threw me a little bit, you know.
Did you ever stop? Have you just kept going this whole time, just making records all the time? Or
Yeah,
okay.
pretty
So
much. You know, I made records of babies. That's it, you know.
and are you living in the States?
I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
I
So
moved down here.
do
Yeah.
you ever dabble in country? Have you tried to make any country songs?
Well, you know, it's funny because even though I've been down here for, you know, I've been here down since 1990,
Okay.
no one thinks I'm a Nashvillian as soon as I start talking. You know, for some reason, I
I
just,
don't know why.
it just doesn't compute, you know? Well, it's the same thing when you do music, you know? Even though I've got this new album out, which is called Then and Now, and I wrote some of the songs with a pretty famous country fella down here by the name of Steve Wariner. And it's so funny because, you know, we write the songs together, we write the lyrics together, and then we sing it. First he sang it, and then I sang it, and it's like a different country, you know, only mine is not country. It's just so funny because there's a certain inflection in your voice that pushes you towards, let's say, R&B, or pushes you towards country. So no matter what I do, it's a New York voice.
Well, you still got it though. I've seen videos of yours that are not old, you know, they're pretty recent, and your
Yeah.
voices. Did you
Well,
always
thank
know that
God.
you could sing or?
No, that was just a stroke of real luck because, you know, when you start working, you know, in my case, I started with a band that played for private parties, hops in those days. They used to call them proms, bar mitzvahs, you name it. I was asked to sing because I was the only one doing rock and roll in the band. It was kind of a band that was based on standards, you know. So little by little, that became like the high point of this particular band, which was called the Swingin' Six, by the way, and we were swinging. And so, you know, the more you sing, you know, the more you sing, you know, I guess. And then the other thing is, you're also emulating great singers. You know, like for example, we do Marvin Gaye songs. You know, we would do like Smokey Robinson songs, Ray Charles songs. And so, the more you do those things, I mean, if you're lucky, you know, you develop a voice.
Yeah. I saw one of my last videos that I watched of yours. You were talking about how that beautiful morning song was about Hawaii.
Well, it was written in Hawaii, and it was about just bliss, I think is the only word, you know, because at that time we had just followed a number one record. I think Groovin' was out just previous to that, and we were in, you know, that paradise. But Hawaii is a very special place to us.
Oh my
We
gosh, so
yeah.
beautiful there.
And as a matter of fact, if I could put in a little plug here,
Do it.
you know, well, you know, as I say, the Rascals, we were very, very fortunate to be very, very famous in Hawaii. For some reason, the
Oh.
island really took to us, you know, and we didn't yet, they didn't really have Beatlemania, but they had Rascal Mania. So we said, wow, that's fine. You know, let's just be famous here. The heck with every place else, you know.
No kidding. That's a good
Without
place to
kidding.
be.
Well, as you know, so anyway, I wrote a song. We wrote a song called My Hawaii, which has been a perennial favorite over there for many years. It was a tribute to, you know, their love for us and our love for them. Well, you know, this recent tragedy that they had over there,
Oh
I
my
mean, it's
gosh,
really bad,
yes.
really bad. And if you've been there, you know that area.
Yeah, we were in Maui and right where the fires were. That's where our
Sure.
resort was. And when you're
Yeah.
there, you can't believe how beautiful it is. So to hear all the devastation and see all the devastation, it's like it doesn't compute. You know, it's like, no, there's no
Yeah.
way. There's no way that that beautiful paradise is gone.
Well, it's part of it anyway. It's not the whole thing,
Yeah,
but still. So
right.
we decided, let's re-record this song, My Hawaii,
Yeah.
and offer it up for charity. So here's where the good luck comes in. My guitar player, who is also a producer, you know, of some of my albums, and he used to work for Dolly Parton.
Okay.
So he called up his people, her people, and she said, "Yeah, I'd love to sing it with Felix." I'm telling you.
Oh.
So we got this going, and I'll make sure you get a copy because it's been held up a little bit because, it's not easy to give something away for nothing today.
That's
Very interesting.
wonderful that you're doing that.
Yeah.
Had you worked with her ever or met her?
No, no,
Nothing.
no. I never did. No, but Mike did. Mike used to be her guitar player,
Okay.
and that was so nice of her to say, "Yes, let's do it."
Yeah.
So basically, it should be coming out. I mean, it's been a long time. Everybody donated their time. I mean, we had these wonderful people contribute. See, that's the thing about Nashville. There's so much talent here in every
Yeah.
aspect of making a product, from
Right.
this. So anyway, long story short, My Hawaii, Felix and Dolly. How about that?
That is so awesome. I love that. Did you
Yeah.
guys work in the same studio or did you guys each record your parts and they
No.
just melded them together?
Exact. Well, ex exactly. What we did is, unfortunately, she's so busy.
She
She's a.
seems
It's,
like a beautiful person.
well, obviously she must be because I mean she didn't hesitate. She just said, "Let's go."
Oh my gosh, that's
Isn't
I
that
would
nice?
love a copy of that. That would
Well, I mean, I could send it probably MP. What do you call that? MP3, MP4. If
I'd love it.
I think I have your, I think your blurb came through on my email, so I have an email. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the only way I find out how to sign into these things, Yeah.
I love it that you're still going. So are you touring right now then?
Yes.
Okay, where are you at, right? Where are you going?
Well, our next show is in New York City at the Sony Hall, which is May 17th. And then the next day after that, we go to Rhode Island. We go to Woonsocket, Rhode Island. And we're starting up, we're calling it People Gotta Be Free Tour because Lord knows people really got to be free right now. We got a lot of
Yeah.
trouble going on yet.
Yeah, we
And
do for
we're
sure.
continuing, with June. I've got a special show in June that I'm doing on out in Long Island. There's a Long Island Hall of Fame out there,
Oh.
and yeah, and they're doing a special tribute to Billy Joel,
Oh, wow.
yeah, who's an old friend of mine. And so I've been asked to come and sing one of his songs and one of my songs. So we're going to do that, and then we're just trying to keep as busy as we can, because first of all, I love doing it,
Yeah.
and second of all, like after the pandemic, as I say, we're picking up business again. During that time is when we did this album, Then and Now.
Okay. Well, that's good that you kept busy doing what you love during that time because that time was
Yeah,
wacky. I
it
mean,
was.
for people that love to entertain and love to be in front of people, and then to have that just literally, you were cut off from that, cut off from doing what you love.
Yeah, and everyone that's associated with the tour, the production people, the drivers,
Right.
the road managers, even the agents, the booking agents. Yeah, this really, really hurt our business profoundly. I'm sure it hurt a lot of businesses too,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But unlike other businesses, they gave them money for their employees.
That doesn't
They
do
didn't offer
anything.
that to us. No. That's it.
So, what's your favorite Rascals song? What's one that you just can never get sick of singing?
Well, Beautiful Morning is always fun. I
I
mean,
love
that's
that one
great song.
too.
And
Yeah.
People Gotta Be Free is another one that's always fun. Basically it's kind of like the time of year, like if it's summer, groove is fun. But these are like all part of you. The songs are all when you hear one, like for example, if I'm on an elevator and I hear one of my songs, I
Yeah.
always your head goes right back to what was going on in your mind, either when you wrote it or when you recorded it, because we had a really, it's interesting because we had a wonderful time. I mean, we just, we it was all laughs and smiles. And then later, unfortunately, it turned out to be, like divorce court, but so anyway, there's pleasant memories, and I try to dwell on those
Well,
as
for
much as I can.
sure.
Yeah, because I don't really like the other part. The other part is not so pretty.
Right. But music just speaks to everybody. Different genres for different
Yeah.
people.
Yes,
And,
it does.
people think of it from their weddings or graduations or just
Oh,
all these
yeah.
things. You hear a song and it does take you back to that place mentally. So I can't imagine being the one that wrote it or sang it.
Well, that's the whole thing that happens when we play live for people. You know, I even make an announcement with those very words in it. Let's reconnect. Because our generation was very connected musically. You know, we didn't have the Instagrams and the Facebooks and all that stuff that I feel is more divisive than connected, I'll tell you. But
Yeah, I'm
we
not
did,
going to
but
argue with that at all.
yeah, but we did have music. And that's the bond that when I see the faces out in the audience, that's the connection. And their little, you know, their brains just go, oh, what? Do, you know, and it's so cute because, you know, we do this cruise called Flower Power. And Flower Power is sold out a year in advance easily. And what is Flower Power? It's a bunch of acts on the sea for, I believe, 7, 8 days,
Oh my
continuous
gosh.
music,
It's like
continuous.
Woodstock on water.
Woodstock on water, and the people, once they get on that ship, they lose their minds. They shove themselves into their old clothes. They gotta fit into that tie-dye shirt. Oh, it is just so much fun. And I mean, the joy that's on that boat, we should bottle it.
No kidding.
Yeah,
That is
because
wonderful.
it's really wonderful. You know, I mean, seriously, and all day, pretty much all night, there's music. You can hear, you know, Family Stone, you know, you can hear like the Grassroots, the Beach Boys, you know, everybody, a lot of us are on those ships. And it's just great.
Well, you'll have to let me know if you ever come to Omaha, Nebraska, because I would
Well,
love to
how
see
you
you.
doing out there? You guys had some weather, my goodness.
My son actually lost his home in the tornado.
Oh, wow. That's bad.
It was just, but you
That's
know what?
bad.
It's sad when things like that happen, of course, but the community here is just amazing. People just came together and everybody's been helped cleaning up and
It's pretty
people,
bad though. And then it came back a second time, didn't it?
It's just been relentless, but yeah, we're making it work.
Well,
Everybody's doing
God bless.
okay.
Well, you know, my publicist, Melissa, she's from out there.
Yeah, that's what she said. I saw her
Yeah.
area code when she contacted me and I was like, "What are you?
We
You're one of my
have
people."
a Nebraskan on our team.
I
Yes. And
love
by the
it.
way, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she
She's
seems
really, really
great.
done a great job, you know. So,
Yeah. Well, you're
well,
fantastic. Are you on
well,
social
thank you.
media at all? Do you do any social media?
Well, I do it from a business point of view, you know. I don't really, you know, dabble in, you know,
Yeah,
like
that's okay.
I really, I'm not a big fan of, you know, I mean, to hear the divisiveness that's present in our society kind of bothers me, you know. It's like, are you kidding? I mean, seriously, I mean, 2024, we're still like children here.
Yeah, you're
And
right.
I really believe that there's outside forces that are making that even worse, you know. And we should close that door. Why should we be poisoned by people who don't like us, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I don't ever talk politics or religion or anything. I keep it all light and let's just talk about music
Well,
and
God
fun
bless you. You know,
stuff.
you're a sunny day sitting behind a microphone. So God bless you.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Felix. I just love that I got a chance to meet you. You are so sweet,
Well,
and I
thank you.
can't wait to air this and go see him, everybody. Go see him. He's still got it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you a copy
I'd love it.
ASAP of this MP4, because eventually it's coming out, and you know, I'm sure you'd love to hear it.
I
It
would.
sounds like Disney. I'll just give it. She sounds like she's about maybe 10 years old, 12 years old.
Oh my
It's
gosh.
incredible. She
I
sounds like a
can't wait to hear it.
little girl. So yeah, but God bless you, and hey, God bless your dad. Absolutely, for bringing us to you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You take care and I'll be in
All right.
touch soon. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. See
All right.
you.
You too. Bye-bye.